Hello, welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Are people writing from beyond the grave to support a proposed natural gas line, a line that would run from Ohio through southeast Michigan and on into Ontario? According to a story in today's Detroit Free Press, the answer is yes. Free Press writer Keith Matheny is here with us again. Keith, we're talking about the proposed Nexus pipeline. What would that do?
The Nexus pipeline would be a very large multi-state natural gas transmission line. It would take gas from the gas fields of western Pennsylvania and Ohio, move it through those states, would actually move it up into Michigan, and then on into Sarnia, Ontario.
And one of the big players is DTE Energy.
DTE Energy is a 50% owner, along with Enbridge, the Canadian Oil Transportation Corporation, and Spectra Energy, which Enbridge is in the process of attempting to acquire.
And the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, what, is taking public comments and accepting letters and comments?
Right. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, is currently considering whether to give this pipeline the up or down, whether to approve it and allow it to move forward. As part of that process, they are accepting public comment, and that's where the story gets a little odd.
Absolutely. So tell us, what did you learn, Keith, about some of the letters supporting this pipeline?
There's a number of citizens groups that have kind of formed grassroots groups in Ohio, in Michigan, throughout the kind of this course of the line, who have various concerns about the Nexus project. Usually has to do with where it's sited, whether it's going through populated areas or what have you. One of those groups happened to notice what they thought looked a little fishy with a number of positive, supportive comments that had been submitted to FERC saying, please move ahead with this Nexus line. What really caught their attention was that a friend of theirs was listed as a letter writer, and they said, well, wait a minute, we don't think he would have said that. And they checked with his friend, and he confirmed, no, I didn't write that letter, and I never told anybody else to. So as they dug into it and looked at it more, they found a number of discrepancies similar to that, including an interesting one where a man named Glenn England, an Ohio resident, purportedly wrote a letter August 15th in support of this Nexus pipeline to FERC. Mr. England died 18 years ago. I actually spoke to his widow for part of the story.
Well, who filed these letters? What's their side of things?
Turns out the letters were filed by a consumer group called the Consumer Energy Alliance. They're an advocacy organization for energy projects. They say that their goal is basically affordable energy for people, for businesses, for residents. They claim that they conducted telephone surveys trying to gauge support for the Nexus pipeline, and if people in that automated telephone survey indicated support, they generated sort of a form letter in their name that was submitted to the federal regulator. They said that during those automated telephone interviews, there was a mention of the fact that if you agreed to do the survey, you were agreeing to also have your comments submitted to FERC.
Well, what's the excuse for getting comments from a gentleman who's been dead for 18 years?
What they believe happened is that their system is limited to whoever is named on the telephone account. So it could be that Mr. England's name is the name associated with that phone number that they called. But there may still be some problems with that, because the citizens group that kind of ferreted this out says that they spoke to people who don't recall taking any telephone survey. And if they did, they don't recall anyone saying they were going to write a letter on their behalf. Now, the Consumer Energy Alliance counters that, hey, we have meticulous phone records of who we called. I'm not sure that's fully been vetted in terms of who's ultimately right here. They said that it's possible, because this happened weeks ago, people might not remember the call that they agreed to take.
Hmm. What's DTE's version? Were you able to talk with anybody from DTE?
DTE quickly moved me over to its partner, Spectra, and Spectra's comments on the matter were pretty much a reiteration of Consumer Energy Alliance's response, which is, you know, hey, we did this survey. It was on the up and up. This is a widely used practice. So there was nothing untoward here.
What questions does this raise, including could this type of these fishy letters present an opportunity for a legal challenge from opponents of the pipeline?
I actually spoke to a person with the U.S. Postal Inspection Service who indicated, you know, they wouldn't speak specifically about this because they haven't investigated it. But things like this, where a letter is submitted to a government agency on behalf of someone who didn't give their permission for it, could potentially be prosecutable under mail fraud statutes, according to this inspector. You know, one of the larger issues I see here is we already have instance after instance where people feel like, you know, their participation in public comment on these governmental projects doesn't really have any resonance in terms of impacting what ultimately happens. And the more you make that something that's kind of cynical and proven to be, you know, not real, you know, the more corrosive it is for that, perhaps.
Well, the story is at freep.com under a headline that Keith wrote, New Nexus Pipeline, Great Idea, says man who died in 1998. Definitely check out that story. Keith Matheny, Detroit Free Press. As always, Keith, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.